Chapter 9. Back in New York. When Dr. Sloper and Catherine arrived home, Aunt Lavinia spoke to her niece about Morris. "I've seen him very often," she said. "I almost feel that I've lived with him. I know him very well now, better than you do. He has a really wonderful personality." Catherine thought, "It's nice to talk to another woman again. But my aunt has spent a year with my Morris while I have missed him." "Thank you for being kind to him, Aunt Lavinia," she said. "He sat very often in your father's library," said Catherine's aunt, smiling. Catherine was surprised. "That wasn't right. That would make my father angry," she said, adding, "I would prefer him to find a job." "He has found a job," said her aunt happily. "He's become a merchant."
"Oh, that's wonderful news," said Catherine.
"Did your little plan work?" asked Aunt Lavinia. "Morris told me about it. You wanted to change your father's mind in Europe."
"I never tried it, because he'll never change his mind. But I don't care anymore."
Her aunt was surprised and said, "You've changed. You've become very brave."
"Yes, I'm braver now. And I don't need to worry. I have the money from my mother, and Morris has a job, so we'll have enough money."
Aunt Lavinia looked serious. "But you mustn't lose your father's money."
"Aunt, you keep changing your mind," Catherine said, annoyed. "A year ago, before I went to Europe, you wanted me to marry Morris immediately."
"I'm only trying to help you," answered Aunt Lavinia. "You shouldn't speak to me like that." The next day, Morris came to the house. This time, of course, he did not go into Dr. Sloper's library, but into the front room where Catherine waited for him.
"I'm happy to see you again," he said, looking at her and smiling.
"She's different. Her vacation has changed her," he thought. At the same time, Catherine was thinking, "Morris is so handsome. I can't believe that he's mine. I'm a lucky woman."
"My father didn't change his mind," Catherine told her lover.
"Then I will try," answered Morris. "I'll try to persuade him."
"No, that would make things worse. And you mustn't worry. We have enough money. And I'm sure that you'll succeed in your business. We mustn't ask my father for anything."
Then she added, "He doesn't love me very much."
"Oh, that's not true," cried Morris angrily.
"It is true. My mother was beautiful and clever, and he's always thinking of her. But I'm not like her, so I disappoint him. I don't mind now that he doesn't approve of you."
She continued, "I respected him very much before, but now I've decided that I'll do what I want." One afternoon, Dr. Sloper spoke to his sister, Lavinia.
"I'm sure that you've seen Mr. Townsend often, and I know that he's been in the house. Half of my wine has disappeared. If you've told him to wait, that's a mistake, and he'll be angry with you. He'll never get my money. I haven't changed my mind.
Catherine hasn't either, replied his sister.
That's true.
He went to see his other sister later that day.
Morris has a job, Aunt Elizabeth told him.
He looked at her hard.
Catherine didn't tell me that.
She doesn't care what I think anymore. She's given me up.
He added, I tried everything in Europe. I got very angry with her and frightened her a bit. But she still wants Morris.
She'll never give him up, said Aunt Elizabeth. And if she falls, then we must be there to catch her.
She felt sorry for Catherine, and after her talk with her brother, she became even kinder to her niece. She loved Catherine like a mother.